I have been studying the meanings to the Gayatri mantras that you gave. So I have a few questions on them. In the first one, you've explained Om, Bhu, Bhava, Sva means the rasic meaning that I take shelter of the Gopi Bhava by taking shelter of Srimati Radhika. This Gopi Bhava is spread throughout all the 14 worlds or 3 planetary systems. So my question is, this makes Gopi Bhava sound very popular, like the sun, it is everywhere. But I thought it was a very private
thing.
No? I have it written down, what
Pata told.
Yes.
I've told to you?
Not to me, to Shivaram Swami gave me this. He said you told him.
What is written? I have not told
you. I take shelter of that mood and bhava of the gopis, the foremost of whom is Srimati Radhika. That gopi bhava illuminates the 3 worlds like the sun and is achieved by worship of the energy of Lord Krishna.
I told sun illuminates these 14 lokas. How he illuminates 14 lokas? Bhūr, bhūva, svara, mahājana, tapa, sastra, dhāna, kal, talākal, tāl, rāya, sārkal, haudi. Sun illuminates. From west, sun gave
power
to illuminate.
Is that you mix?
Sun, west, that shakti from Aradhika. Aradhika has 3 kinds of illumination. One in Jagat, in you Jagat, and one in this Jagat. Understand?
Yes.
You see, there Shuddha Chit illumination. In Jiva Shakti or Jiva Jagat, Ansit. Ansit means partly. And in this 14 lokas, chaya,
shadow
prakash, abhas. In morning, before sunrise is abhas. Like that. So, this shakti, who is this shakti? Sadhutur Varenyam. Sun.
Sadhutur.
Sadhutur means suns. Varenyam means Arad. Srimati Radhika is Varenya of sun. And from Radhika Shakti, Harbo Devasya. Devasya means Krishnasya Bharabaha. Krishnasya Tejaha. Energy of Krishna. Energy of Krishna is Aradhika. This energy or Shakti is Varanya of Sun. Sun Varanya means gets everything this illumination, tej, shakti, from Devasya Bharagaha, krishnasya priya radhika.
Right.
Na garbho devasya jimani. And
worshipping or meditating.
Meditating that paragaha mana tejaha shakti. Shakti mana radhika. That is, I surrender myself to Srimati Radhika. Why we surrender? To have Shakti from Radhika. That we can worship Radha Krishna Jugal or in Gopi Bhav. We can serve Radha in Radhika only can give that shakti. Energy.
Yes.
Jiyo jo naha tacho daya. So I pray Srimati Radhika, I meditate Radhika, that she should jiyo, jiyo mane ghi. He means wisdom buddhi. In our buddhi, in our atma buddhi, atma wisdom, Srimati Radhika, pracha udayat, prakrishna rupena udayat, eliminate herself with Krishna. We pray or meditate. That in our buddhi, in atma buddhi, she should manifest herself with Krishna. That is it. We are not like that. It is very hard to take the shuddha view, pure view. He has done some mistake. In my telling, is there any doubt or any question?
You say we worship Radhika in that prayer, but that cannot be done directly. We are not praying directly to Radhika.
Krishnasya Radhika Dhamma Namah.
No, that's clear.
Not clear.
It is clear.
Yeah. Not for Gopi Bhav here.
No.
But maybe under. It cannot be preached in these 14 words.
No, I couldn't. I could not understand that.
That very special thing.
Yeah.
This is a very qualified person. In that, in this meaning, anything comes. For those who are qualified, she can be manifested in that way. And those who are not qualified, bhakti, she can give. Or so many ways she can manifest. But this Brahma Gayatri, afterward, it turns into Kama Gayatri if the devotee is qualified.
Like the unripe mango becomes ripe.
When we do Raganuga Bhakti, then it comes ripe. But this meaning is wrong. He could not understand. How it is, how it can be available for all.
I have a question about the Guru Gayatri. In Guru Devaya Vidhani. So, my question is whether as we pray this, we are praying to know the form of Gurudev, that is Krishna Nandaya? Or do we say that I already know? I am praying to the form that I Vidmahe means I know my Guru in this form of Krishna Nandaya.
Mantra is that.
Yes.
That is far mercy we are telling like so.
To ask
we
him?
Have heard. We have heard. Anyhow we have come to know that you are Krishna Priya. Krishna Nandaya. Bhimai means we want to Bhimai. So lastly, Prachodayat prakrish krutena udayat. He should come and manifest in my heart like this. What he is, we want to dhimahi. We want to meditate this thing. You should manifest what you are. Krishna Nam Daya Dhimahi, in what way? He should come in our.
And then can we think so that I may serve you in that form? Now, I, personally, when I, if I think of our Prabhupada, and if I pray like that, when I say Krishna Nandaya, I think how pleasing he was in Chaitanya Lila to preach. But then I think, no, no, you should not think that. You should think Gopi Manjari. Then I don't know which to think.
So many ways you can not in the sharpness.
It's not.
As qualification. There are so many stages.
So it could be both meanings.
Both gendered meanings. Chintamani.
Krishna Nandaya in many ways.
Krishna Nandaya. It may be that Dasharas, Saptaras, Santara, or without us, what he is doing is please Krishna. What he does. In this outer shape which we see, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna also. It will also come. And we are in the Yugal Seva. Very fast and spreading.
I don't have questions about the others. I have one question about the sannyas mantra, but maybe I should not ask that here.
You can ask in China.
May I ask something else? When you returned from Jagannath Puri, you spoke a little to Danadhar Maharaj and I about your feelings about Jagannath Puri, and I asked you some questions. You said in Puri it is all Aishwarya and there is no trace of Radhika there. And I asked, oh, and you said that Puri is not as important as Navadvip in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Navadvip is mentioned as part of the spiritual sky, but not Puri. But that, I did not understand, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, at that time, it was still Aishwarya.
I said it from upper world, that when we go to Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat Jagannath in the shape of Nandana.
Yes.
He could not see there Subhadra and Prabhu. Because it is Nandanandan Subhadra, cannot If Krishna is there, Radhika will be there. So Baldev will also not be there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shah Brijendananda Shah. But when we go, we have no soul moved like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we cannot see there Brijendananda Shah Sundar. We see three Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, so many pandas, and so much aishwarya, taking so much mahaprasadam, 56 times, so much, being so happy, and all are going there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this case also, he has so much prem, pragad prem, that he starts to see Jagannath as Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radhaka. And he is telling that he was in the mood of Radhika. So he saw that I am seeing this Vrajendranandan Shamsa. And I am feeling so much separation that by every heart and everything is burning. Now I am seeing, after very long separation, I am seeing that Brijendananda Shyamasundara. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu see this, how comes? As a mood of Radhika he was. But we have no mood of Radhika or Gopi or anything. We have only some Sraddha. So we see Jagannath Baladev Subhadra there. Very heap of men there, lakhs and lakhs, telling Jagannath Dev ki jai ho. They are telling Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar. And so many bhog prasad there. We cannot see them. No, Krishna there as Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar, because they have no such prem like Chaitanya, no such mood like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that mirror is sea and very big temple, and this is Jagannath will not build up. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Krishna is in Vrindavan. How Srimati Radhika used to see, he used to see that. But he used to see Jagannath, Radhika, Devi, everyone there, so much aishwarya, great temple, and Krishna, Baldev Krishna, or all are situated in Dwarkapuri, like Dwarkapuri, Puri, Jagannath. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see that this is Vrindavan, nearer Govardhan Hill, like not Chatter, nearest Jamuna is this. Because Radhika, how? We see that so much proud, so much all these things. Only because somewhat real in Gambhira that Mahaprabhu is feeling so much separation with the verses of Srimad Bhagavat, Narayana, Ananda Giti, Vidyapati, Chandudas, Padavali. I am feeling separation. We cannot imagine that this sea is as jungle. We see Chatak Parvat, not like Gopal. We see Jagannath Radhika, but we cannot see it in Vrindavan.
Well, in Vrindavan, even though we're not qualified, it's easier to see.
And in Vrindavan, we are not qualified, yet we are seeing that this is Govardhan, Krishna, We are not so such. Anyone cannot see like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone can exist. Only the persons who are as gopi, they can. That is why Goswami came to Vrindavan. Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan. All Goswami came to Vrindavan. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Sarupa Damodar, Raramananda, Raghunath Das, all there. But when he disappeared, all came to Vrindavan. Or left there, they became out of sight.
I was reading one more, then they may have questions. I was reading in Vrajavriti Chintamani that in some places the ground of Vraja is made of sapphires.
Huh?
In some places the ground of Vraja is made of sapphire, ruby, emeralds, gems. And the description sounds like a place of Aishwarya everywhere.
In Golok. And it is for the devotees, which are those who are not well contented of this.
But I thought Vishnu Chakravarti was writing for the Rasika devotee.
But yet, Vrindavan Bhumi is more than that Chintamani, capital of devils. Only as far as a bhakta can see like Chintamani devil there. But a rasik bhakta only like this Vrindavan.
So it can be taken either way, but either by the Aishwarya devotee or Rasika?
A rasik will take it. Choose better flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, more than jewelry and all these things.
Yeah. They don't sound very attractive.
They don't. So, these are not attractive. The praise there, more than Kalpataru. Only they take flowers, not anything, all jewelry, and they can give everything, but yet they can. In earth, anything can be produced, flowers and everything, but in mountains, purely paththar, stone, or gold, anything cannot come. And in heat it would be so hot that we cannot move there. Everything like marubhumi. What is the use of all that? In golden things, no kunja, nothing.
Hard.
That should be very softness there, very fragrant there. Gold and all these things have no quality, all these things. But so beautiful, more than that. So he has given the description of that life. More beautiful than that. They are more precious than this. So Hiranyagarbha cannot give you anything, but there they can give everything to you. Krishna prema and bhava. That is why he has Krishna life. More beautiful, more fabulous, more.
Sannyas mantra, maybe now it's good. This one used to explain the meaning, one part of it. I offer myself as a seed into the fire. I offer myself as a seed, a bij, a seed into the fire of Gopi Bhava. So,
like fire.
Like a seed into the fire.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Swam means swa, swam means himself, my atma, himself.
Yes.
So I am dedicating myself as a gopi bhav to Krishna. I took shelter, take shelter of gopi bhav.
So, my question is that.
Ki bolche? Kuch bolte jachi.
Kuch bolche na ki? Kuch bolche? Kuch bolche?
Then that I understand the meaning, but so three times a day I say this, but how can I think in my neophyte stage that I am dedicating myself to Gopi Bhav?
Because if a girl tells to a young boy that you are my husband, I am your wife, in marriage, in Indian culture, she only tells only one time in whole life. Brahmin tells them to tell this. She tells and becomes wife for a long whole time.
Yes.
So by telling so, why or mood will not be so? And Krishna himself gives this mood by this mantra.
It will develop.
This is mantra. Mantra means Bhagavat Sarup. So, Gopi Bhav is a Siddha Sarup.
Yes.
Like Gopal Mantra. Gopal Mantra is himself Krishna. Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopi Jan Vallabh, he is also Kamadeva, Anangadeva, he is also. If by chanting this mantra he gives darshan and comes in our heart, and after a long time as Brahma and all other who have had the this power and became gopi, like 60,000 rishis of Dandakaran, Shruti mantra and all, they became gopi. Why we will not be gopi? This is sadhana. And mood of heart, it will come from up in descending way. This mantra is Siddha mantra, so it will come.
So
we are not male, we are not female, we are Das or Dasi of Krishna. It is not for this physical body that it will be gopi, but telling and telling so, because it is Sabda Brahma, our actual Atma will be in the shape of that. And hearing, chanting and remembering, it will surely.
This can be said more than three times, it can be said again and again.
Again? You can. But it is the mood Mm. We should always remember that I am Gopi. If a lady in one time saying he becomes like so, and why we always 3 times a day, why it will not come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of Gopi. So, naturally in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 100 births, this will come. Surely. These rishis have got 5 It is for Atma Swaru.
Yes.
Chit Swaru.
It is not
for God, but...
No.
But when we will be Tadatma, then like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the form of male, but yet he was Srimati Radhika. He thought himself and did action like Srimati Radhika. So if anyone can be so Tadatma Bhav, you know Tadatma Bhav?
Yes, like the iron and the fire becoming the same.
Then it will also act like so. But after some time, after birth and after birth, and in the womb of gopis, it had Gopi Bhav, gopis, body also. If a
insect
becomes a shape of another insect.
I think I know the story. The,
you know?
Yeah, the insect is thinking of the bee who is coming to get him, and by thinking and thinking, he becomes him.
If any man by Vaikunth Upasana as Ajamil can be 400 like Vishnu, Narayan, then why not Gopi?
I heard what you... What you said yesterday to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and the others, I heard the tape, about Anantadas Pandit's books. And that was very important for me to hear, because I have been reading very much those books every day for an hour, reading all of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Bhavali with the commentary. And so I took it from what you said, that there's a warning not to always read exclusively those books.
Don't read always Govinda Lilamrita. Otherwise, worldly things will come. So by and by chanting Hari name and remembering the mercy of Krishna and Gurudev, we should develop gradually.
I only read because I thought you said it was all right.
All right, mane, we should see, we should pray to Krishna, Kamdev. Because we want anything, can come. So very steady and very carefully we should go. We are not Sahajiya. Sahajiya can do like so and they go to hell. We should. If you always chant and remember that Radha and Krishna
naked and knitting and doing so and so. Only we should pray that when I will have I will be fortunate, so much fortunate that I will serve Radhika. Oh Radhika, I am your Dashi, Dashi and Dashi. Like so. Not all these things. After some time, when our male and female all modes will go away, then like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, we should go very carefully. So that Krishna mercy will come and we will not be sad.
So I ask you to always to give me instruction like that, because most of the time I'm not here and I don't know what I'm doing. I read the wrong thing. But now, from what you said yesterday, that was very helpful. And not only for me, but that they also, they're all reading too much, I think, Ananta Das Pandit.
We should read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada you have given. They will develop to this.
I have another. Now every night I'm singing the song that you sang, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stotram.
You can do.
And I have one question about a word. In the second sloka, Varabhaya Sparatkare. So it's translated as, O Radhika, whose hand is in the Abhaya pose. So, I thought that, that pose was for Lakshmi Devi, and that Radharani was like holding a betel leaf.
What you want, I will give you. Don't be fear. Don't have fear. I want only Gopi Bhava. He said, oh yes. First, several persons who want mukti as a Durga or Shankar or any, they can give mukti then. We don't want mukti. Radha does not give mukti. Lakshmi, we can give Lakshmi. We don't want Lakshmi. We only want that we fear that it is so hard to get Gopi Bhava. So please give me. Give us that Gopi Bhava. Yes, yes, don't fear.
You will give. That's very good. And I have only one more. A question about Kamadev. The English word that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati uses is Cupid.
Stupid.
No, Cupid, meaning Kamadev, the god who incites lust. So anyway, Kamadev, or in English they sometimes say Cupid. But in many poems, Vaishnava poets writing about Radha Krishna Leela, they talk about how Radha and Krishna are affected by Kamadev. For example, in Vrajavilas Stava, there is one, fourth verse. So he says, the disembodied demigod Cupid, meaning Kamadev, who attained a body by continually tasting the nectar of the sight of the divine couple, eternally illuminates the land of Vraja for the jubilant festival. So, and then I read sometimes Krishna says to the gopis that, don't pick the flowers, I am sent by the king Kamadev to stop you. And the gopis say, there is no King Kamadev here. And so then I think this Kamadev is just imagination in Braja Leela. There is no Kamadev.
Krishna is himself Kamadev.
He is the Kamadev.
He is pretending from outside that I have been sent by Kamadev. Kamadev means he has the mood of calm or frame. Because Kling Kamadevaya Vidmahe.
That's Krishna.
I know Kamadev. Who is he?
Pushpabanaya Dhimahi. He is also Pushpabana. He is Pushpabana. And he is Ananda also. So he is Krishna. Pradyumna is his son.
Yeah.
His second Kamde and his early Kamde is her.
Hmm.
He can be told like that word. But Krishna not by that. Krishna himself, he should always Krishna as Kam.
So does the Kamadev demigod have any entrance in Vrajaluna?
No, no, no. Only Krishna.
Only Krishna.
No, Kamadev, nothing.
No one can enter into Mama.
So we'll come Sunday for the function.